Thank you, Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Such an honor to be able to come to you, God, in prayer, and to know that you will hear me, Lord, because there was a time when we couldn't come directly to you. We had to go into to the priests and let them go into the Holy of Holies. But here we are now, Lord, able to enter ourselves into the Holy of Holies and give you our reports and give you our prayer requests. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Such an honor to be able to talk to you and to know that you hear us and that you answer our prayers. My God, when I think about all the children you have all over the world, if someone had at least 13 million children and they knew they had 13 million or 12 million 900 and 99,000 other brothers and sisters, wouldn't they be a little bit more patient with the Father? I think they would realize that they're not the only one. And God, we realize we're not the only one. You have millions and millions and millions of other children, but yet you're the best Father a person could ever want or have. Because you go and see about your children, the angels and everything else, to see about your children all the time. You heal us when we're sick. You raise us when we're down. You help support us when we're financially in, when we're having an emotional meltdown. You come to see about us. Don't let the enemy have our minds. And you just bless us all the time. Yeah, if all of us would be honest, 10 years ago we should have been dead. But the enemy certainly tried to kill us, not only once, but perhaps two or three times. But yet, you told death to behave. God, we just want to give you praise and thank you for being the best Father that the world could ever know and has known. You are the greatest, best. And we love you, Lord, so very, very much. You've been there all the time. When we've been lonely, you've been there with us, Lord, and promised never to leave us. When we've been thirsty, you sent water, gave us hydrants that we could cut on and get water out of us. Oh, God, when we needed food, you supplied food and put it on our tables. So many things you've done for your children. And at the same time, I reiterate again, because you are the God who is over repetition. I reiterate that you have millions and millions of other children, and yet you take care of us. Thank you, God. We appreciate you. Now, we don't ask you for much because you've already supplied our every need. But we would ask you if you would touch those who are sick on this line. Heal them, Lord. Those who are down, lift them up. The children on this line, Lord, who are facing financial problems, God, fix it for them. In the name of Jesus, those who have loved ones in it, help them to come out. In Jesus' name, we just appreciate you again and again and again. We give you the glory, and all the praise belongs to you. We ask you these things properly, because your word says if we ask anything in the name of Jesus, Jesus said he would do it that the Father may be glorified. And we do ask you in the name of Jesus that the Father may be glorified. And thank you, 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 thank you. Hey, glory, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey. Thank you, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank God for the blessing.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for each of you, Lord. We thank you. We just thank you, thank you, thank you. You stretched out your merciful hand and taking good care of us. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, bless the day we pray. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is in the blessing business, blessing each of us. Oh, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for a mind to live this life with you. Lord, I thank you because I'm willing to surrender my whole will to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We want to stand by us, lead us and guide us and teach us your will and your way. In the name of Jesus. Take us by your hand, by our head, and lead us on. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory, glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning to everybody.
Amen.
Y'all awake on the line. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good
morning. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
All of you. Everywhere. Amen. I want to get a station identification this morning. Amen. And thank God for all of you who are coming to us from overseas and from foreign lands everywhere, Russia and India and all those other places, Bahamas and everywhere, the Brazilians, all of you. Thank God for you in Jesus' name. I wonder, can I get a station identification? If so, jump in there and tell us what's going on the line. God bless you. The line is over to you.
God bless you. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. We do honor the presence of the Lord this morning. We honor our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. We thank God for you. Oh, my. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Ministry. We give God praise. We thank God, amen, for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for hearing her voice this morning, how God has healed her body. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for all the ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, amen, to all the bishops and bishops-elect and just everybody, all of our corporate leaders and CEOs and to everyone who's listening from around the world. We just appreciate, amen, what the Lord is doing. And, yes, we are here and we are live in the Blog Talk Radio studio, nparadio.com, 347-934-0207. And we are live. We're being heard literally all over the world. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Pakistan, Malaysia, Japan, Vietnam, the Virgin Isles, Jerusalem, London, Spain, you name it. We're heard all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. The stats are steadily going up every day and every night. And new listeners are coming aboard, and to God be the glory. We want to thank, amen, God for what he's doing, and we want to also thank, amen, the Chief International Ambassador for this excellent job that he's doing in getting this message of a brand new awakening all around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir. Thank you, and back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and thank God for Bishop Hagan there, and they're from Hagan, Georgia. Amen. God bless them. And I just want to say God is blessing all around the world. Never thought that when God gave me the thank you, thank you, thank you, that anything would really change the whole, literally change the world. But open your eyes, open your ears. People are doing the thank you, thank you, thank you all over the world now. And it's going to increase. And it's going to increase. Amen. Just thank you, thank you. I never thought about it, but it's changing the world. If you get a liar, start saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, from his heart. Or stop him from lying. If you get a thief, you can send a thief to school, and when he comes out, if his heart is not changed, he'll be an educated thief. He'll steal better. Yeah, but if you get thank you, thank you, thank you in his heart, in his soul, in his mind, it will change his contour. He won't do what he used to do. Amen. People who or rapists. They get a thank you, thank you, thank you going on in their mind. And see, doesn't change their contour. This will change. People who are on your job who have treated you so mean, if you somehow can get them to say thank you and give God a thank you, thank you, thank you, let them keep on doing that. They'll stop treating you mean. Amen. This will break down anybody. Proven by the old church. I think that's what God was trying to get us to do. And he is trying to get us to do. Well, the old saints used to get people to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, thank you. And before you knew it, their minds moved from the natural to the spiritual. They started on the altar talking about thank you, thank you, looking out and peeping out the sides of their eyes to see what their friends were doing, and looking down to see if their clothes were straight, and wondering about their makeup. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But after a while, it changed from the natural to the spiritual, because they start thinking about, what am I saying thank you for, and who am I saying thank you to? And they changed their minds and became a little spiritual approach to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then all of a sudden, the presence of the Lord entered into the room. Amen. You can't only thank God. You cannot thank him from your heart and he doesn't come and enter into your situation, because he inhabits, the word tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people. I keep telling y'all, he doesn't go to a pity party. Stop pitying yourself and going on a pity trip. But I have a praise party and he'll visit you and see what's going on at the praise party. Amen. And then not only that, when you begin to thank him like that, oh my God, you position yourself for a miracle. Do you need one? Do you need a miracle?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I know your routine, what you do every day. Some of y'all are going to work. Your routine of what you do every day during the lunch period. Yeah, y'all get together and all that. Yeah. Sometimes steal away and be by yourself. Get in your car and just have a thank you party. Amen. And see, don't you feel fulfilled in your soul, heart, and mind. Amen. Just thank you, Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for promotion of my job. Thank you, thank you. See, you have to learn how to thank him in advance, like it's already done. And that motivates him to do things like you've never seen in 2015. Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you. He's been mighty good to you. May I remind you, wiggle your toe. Uh-huh. Did you know that people don't have toes? They've been cut off. Some feet have been cut off. Some people are crippled where they can't even feel their toes. And they have to have people to help them stand, because those toes are what help you balance. Amen. Help you balance yourself. You didn't have toes, you just fall right over. And you have to realize God has been good to you.
Amen.
And you went to the hospital at least once a week and see people laying up there who can't even move, you'd realize you got a testimony. Went to the senior citizens home for a member. And there was a lady, looked like she weighed at least 450, maybe 500 pounds. And every time I passed the room, all she could do is lay up there. Did you get up and walk yesterday? May get up today. Lord says the same, and walk. I did realize God's been good to you. He's been good to you. If you get your water cut off for a whole week, you realize God's been good to you.
Amen.
Can't do nothing, Harley. Can't drink water. Your system will desire water. You can't even drink no water. Water in your stool just gets terrible. Can't flush your stool. Oh, listen, woman, man, on this line, the Lord has been good to you, and you owe him a praise. And when we open the praise reports, open your eyes, let the cataracts fall off, and see how good God has been to you. See how good he's been to you. And say a word for him. Amen. I want to say this. The Holy Ghost dropped this in my spirit. The Holy Ghost said, Bernard, I want you to call a one-day sacrifice for me. He said that he showed me that years ago when Jesus was on this earth over 2,000 years ago, when people flocked in the thousands, it was for Jesus. It was not for the disciples. The disciples perhaps were wonderful people, but the people didn't flock for the disciples. They said Jesus is coming to town. And Jesus, when he came, thousands stopped what they were doing and flocked to be with Jesus. In this day and time, thank God we got some wonderful disciples. Amen. I dare call names. Wonderful disciples doing wonderful work. Bishop Jakes, thank God, doing wonderful work. Joyce Meyer, wonderful work. Joel Osteen, wonderful work. But they are only disciples of Jesus. When Jesus was on the work on the earth, they flocked for him. But nowadays, you advertise the disciples, and people are flocking for the disciples. Listen, the Lord told me, call a day of sacrifice for him. Not advertising nobody's name except his name. And he said, ask the people to come for me. That's what he said. Ask them to come for me. And he said, I want to see who's going to come for me, who will make a sacrifice and come for me. And I looked at the calendar, and the Lord seemed to put on my mind September the 17th. I want everybody to come to the center of the nation. Drive in, fly in, bus in, car in, whatever. But come to the center of the nation for one day. Amen. One day sacrifice for Jesus. Who's going to be there? That tells me that you ain't interested in Jesus. You're interested in personalities. Jesus is going to be there. That's all we want to advertise. He's going to be there. And he told me to make a clearing call to those who are warriors, prayer warriors. Are you one? Let's see if you one. Make a sacrifice. If your son was graduating from high school, you stop everything because blood is thicker than water. Well, I want to tell you something. The blood of Jesus is thicker than your son's blood. You make a sacrifice for him. Because if you didn't have the blood of Jesus, you wouldn't have your son. He wouldn't be alive now. The reason why he's alive, because Jesus covered him with his blood. The devil tried to kill him, and his blood of Jesus covered him. And Jesus said, call me a clarion call and ask my people to come for me rather than come for anybody else. My blood is thicker than their daughter's blood. My blood is thicker than their uncle's, their aunt's blood. And if your aunt died, who's you close to now, and she died tomorrow, your sister died tomorrow, you stop everything and go there because blood is thicker than water. And you be there for the aunt's funeral. The Lord told me to call a clarion call for those who will stop for his blood and see what you're going to do. I'm going to call it for September the 17th. I want you to come from all over to come to Kansas City, the center of the nation, and see what God is going to do around the world. Amen. It's going to be something. Amen. September the 17th, right here in Kansas City. Clear your calendar for Jesus. Your son had graduated from high school. You cleared your calendar for him. Let me tell you something. What you have, the Lord gave to you, not your son. What you have, the Lord gave to you. Who you are, the Lord made you. Where you came from, God helped you to get there. But you know, he taught you. Where you come from, he brought you. The car you're driving, he's the one who blessed you to have it. The food on your table, he's the one who blessed you to have it. The clothing on your back, he's the one who helped you to have it. And you mistreated him so much because you put God before him. Your son has become a God. Your daughter has become a God. Your sister has become a God. Because anything you put above the Lord Jesus Christ is a God. God said, I shall not have any gods before me. I bless you regardless of how you treated me over and over again. You mistreated me over and over and over again. He said, I want to see who's going to stand for me. September the 17th. Don't ask me no more, because if you ask me when is that date, that tells me that you weren't concerned about the Lord Jesus Christ. I gave it to you 3 or 4 times. September the 17th. Come to Kansas City in the name of Jesus. I'm issued out a clarion call, and it's to all prayer warriors, to all praisers, to all those who are on the Lord's side. I hope you hear it. I hope you remember it. I hope you get serious about it. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. Those who have a praise report and you realize that God has been good to you, even if you say, thank God I'm alive. Thank God I have my legs. Thank God I have my hands. Didn't you see on the news yesterday shark attacks where they bit off the woman's arm all the way up to her shoulder? God's been good to you. Man, woman, God's been good to you. And when I open up the praise report, you ought to be ganged up trying to give a praise about how God has been so good to you. I'm going to open it up in a moment. Hope you come off of mute now. Quit crawling. Stop crawling. Start walking for Jesus. Start running for Jesus. Amen. And he'll bountifully bless you, your family, and your home. God bless you. I love you. I'm just trying to do what the Lord told me to do. Amen. I'm going to open up the praise reports. Who is the first one who has a praise report of what the Lord has done for you? The line is open to you now. Jump in there and give a praise report. Who is it? Has the first praise report.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson and everyone on the prayer line. This is Mother Digby from area code 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. The Lord has done so many great things in my life, healed my body so many times, got me here with no pain in my body now, able to move all of my limbs. I just thank him for his goodness. I thank him for coming into my life and saving me. I always have a praise for God because God is always there and always bring me out of everything. He always brings me through it. I thank him for the convention, and I just enjoyed hearing all of the good things about it. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Mother Digby. God bless you so, so much. And God is in the blessing business. Wonderful. All right. Who else has a praise report of what God
has done? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern from North Chicago, Illinois. And I just thank God for another day. And I believe I'm about the only one that has not had the, have not reported for my convention that we left out. Amen. Praise the Lord on this last weekend. And I honor God for allowing me, amen, to be among the land of the living. Amen. To witness such a great outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. Amen. All during the time I had never shared with my chief ambassador of the prayer line, amen, that I was bringing a surprise. Amen. Bringing a guest. Amen. To the conference. And the Lord blessed me to bring my husband, amen, which is now an ambassador himself, Ambassador Gary Stern. And I tell you, that was really good for me because that was my covering. And I thank God, amen, I felt whole, amen. But the conference, amen. I tell you, the Holy Spirit, amen, really swept over that place. I'm one that have those that are in Kansas close by, a privilege and amazing grace, amen. Don't take it for granted that you are so blessed and privileged, amen, to hear and see the man of God, our chief ambassador, play that horn, amen, healing, the healing horn that heals, healing bodies and healing souls. And I was just so mesmerized to see how the Lord would take an instrument and anoint it and anoint the man of God to blow through it. amen, like never before, and the people were just slain in the spirit. I'm a little older than some of them, amen, not old, but I've been around a while, amen. Just say I'm old school, and amen, and I can remember the day when, praise the Lord, that great anointing, you could just blow and a whole slew of them would fall out, and that's just how the anointing drew the people, and it say, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Hey, glory to God. The spirit of the living God used the man of God, amen, with the breath that he gave him to draw others, amen, to be healed and delivered, amen. And I'm telling you, Chief Ambassador, I'm still, amen, amazed to see how the anointing uses you with the healing horn. Amen, praise the Lord. And I was one in the number. I don't know if you remember, I was in that line for a touch, amen, from that. And I just thank God that I have had the opportunity to be in that, oh, thank you, Jesus, in that anointing to embrace it. Amen. Praise those that get the opportunity to hear the chief on Sundays or whatever time God uses him in that area. You're so privileged. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I thank God. This is just a small portion of my praise report. Amen. And I certainly thank God how the Lord blessed all the way through from the beginning to the end. And I certainly, if Bishop Bolden and his lovely wife, amen, really opened up their doors and their hearts to us. And I can't help but to set a standard for great hospitality. Amen. Means a lot. And I honor God this morning. Amen. God bless you all is my prayer. And I give God all the glory and all the praise that I was one in the number to witness such a great cloud around. Amen. To embrace the anointing. We saw miracles like never before in this year of 2015. And you know what? It's still yet to come. More miracles. If our hearts are open and our spirits are open, God is ready to do it for us. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Thank you so much, Ambassador. Amen. That's Ambassador Stern, and what a blessing she is. I just want to say, darlings, I do love you. Amen. I'm just sometimes I think that I'm talking to men. I'm talking to many, many women, and I know y'all hearts are so tender. Yep. And I realize that, and so I'm not trying to be too hard on you. But let's take this clarion call serious. That's all I'm saying to you. And we appreciate you so very much. Who else has a praise report? If you do, jump in there.
773, Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless everyone on the first group prayer line. I thank God for being saved and sanctified, is baptized with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for all the many blessings that God has restored upon me. I thank God I had to move, so that's why I couldn't be at the convention. But I thank God for wisdom. I thank God for Mother Dietrich. She said when you get ready to move, labor your things. So it was just an honor and a blessing. It was so easy. And I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and Mother Johnson, and Lady Beth. I thank God for the wisdom that you have, Dr. John. I've been really, really praying for you.
That he wanted me to do that and minister like that every night. And I didn't understand why, but I do now. He wanted to drop an anointing in the place. And miracles like we've never seen in 2015. He did that.
It was wonderful. They did it.
I'm so happy. I tell you, on Saturday night, the anointing dropped in there so heavy, the whole place was smoking like in the Old Testament, how the anointing, the choir and the orchestra came together, and the Bible says that it was like a smoke in the temple.
Wonderful. Just be encouraged.
Yes, I am.
You and Mother Vetter, be encouraged. I tell you, it's wonderful.
Thank you so much, Mother Wilson. All right. Anybody else have a praise report? We have time for you. Amen. We'll take time for you. Anybody else?
Amen. This is Sister Sharon this morning. God bless you, God bless all you people of the Most High God. I thank the Lord for my mother being on the line with us again this morning. And her name is Mother Brewer. And so I thank the Lord because, it had to come to your remembrance, you know, what you plan to do. So when I got on the line that I was remembering, let me call Mother, you know, to bring her on the line with me, you know. So I thank the Lord for bringing that back to my remembrance to give her a call so that she
can.
Mother Brewer, yeah. So she can know why I'm so excited, amen, and so excited about the goodness of the Lord who's moving in and among my family even now, even as we speak. So I just continue to thank and praise him. First of all, I thank him and praise him for praying mother, and I thank him for, thank the Lord for moving on behalf of her prayer and on behalf of my family. And so I just want to encourage all ye ambassadors of the Most High God and just say thank you to the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to stop and ask Mother Brewer to have a word of greeting to everybody. Mother Brewer, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
I'm glad to have you, Mother Brewer. Amen. And we certainly welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, bless his name.
Thank you, Dr. Bernard.
I know you from way back when, but I just want to say that this is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, and this is such a treat. Good morning to all of you, everyone that's listening. I love the Lord today, and I just thank him for his goodness, his kindness, and his tender mercy. And I long, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I long for the day. Oh, bless God that we can be together and praise God, because praising God is what I do. Hallelujah. I bless his name. And Dr. Bernard, it's just so good to hear your voice. I wish I was someplace and I could just hear you just blow that horn, that trumpet. I tell you, I have enjoyed that. I enjoyed that when I was a young woman. I'm an old woman now. But when we travel sometimes, one of my sisters have one of your tapes, and we listen to that, and it's just such a blessing, and it's just so grateful. I'm just so grateful to be able to connect with God's people. I don't care where we are, where you are. I love the saints. And it's just good to be part of this. I praise the Lord for my daughter. I thank her for remembering me. And I'm not going to take up all your time, but God is just good. And I love him with my whole heart.
All right, Mother Brewer, God bless you. Good to hear your voice. And
thank
I'm going to ask your daughter, Sister Sharon, if she would, y'all make plans to come on the 17th and make this sacrifice for the Lord. And bring Mother Brewer. Amen.
Brewer,
if the Lord gives me strength, then I'll be blowing that night too.
Amen.
17th.
Amen.
Put it down, and want you to know that the Lord is going to bless there on the 17th of September. I meant to say to all of you, this is not about denomination. Don't let anybody push you into that. All that stuff about, is this the Church of God in Christ thing, or is this a Baptist thing, a Methodist? Just dismiss all that. This is a Jesus thing. It's about the Lord. It's a clarion call. See, the enemy has tried to divide us for too long. Some people say, well, we're the only ones who are saved. No.
Oh.
No, people from all denominations who are locked in on Jesus. Some years ago, people said, well, we got the Holy Ghost, and they were saying the Baptists don't have the Holy Ghost. Some Baptists got the Holy Ghost better than you got the Holy Ghost.
I know you're right. My mother-in-law
they
told
shouted
me.
They everywhere. Oh, my God. I mean, and some people said, well, the Methodists, they too sophisticated to have the Holy Ghost. Some Methodists got the Holy Ghost more than you got the Holy Ghost.
You better know.
They're going in for the Lord everywhere. And then they talk about the Catholics. Well, the Catholics, you know, they got to they ain't saved. Some Catholics are more saved than you saved.
Mm-hmm.
They're praising God like never before. God is saving in every denomination. Some people are arguing with the apostolic. The apostolic got the Holy Ghost and gone with it, I tell you. And we need to come together. And one thing we can come together on is prayer. We can pray together. We're praying to the same God.
Yeah.
And we can praise together. We're praising the same God. Put all those things aside. This is not any clearing call to any denomination. And if you locked in on your denomination and you can't do nothing except the denomination, I feel sorry for you. I really do. Because that means that you have made your denomination a God above the only true and living God. Don't do that. That's why perhaps you're suffering here and suffering there, because you got a God above Jehovah God. Don't do that. But take the clearing call, not for any man, not for Bernard Johnson, not for anybody, but for Jesus. Amen. And I'm calling you together through the auspices of the Holy Ghost for September the 17th. God bless you. Come here and let's praise together and let's pray together. You don't know what God's going to do. Let me tell you. Just put yourself like this. If you were having something there in your home, in your city, and you got a phone call that somebody was, your brother from Mississippi was coming and bringing a whole carload. Would you bless them when they got there? I think you would. Would you fix a special dinner for them? Would you do
Amen.
This? And would you
Amen.
Do that for them? I think you would. If
Amen.
You come for Jesus, see, if you come for Jesus, you put him on the spot to bless you. Some of y'all might say, well, I got some things going in my home. I'm coming, but I need this thing. Well, if you come and the God who can fix everything, he may look on your home and have things fixed before you can get back. See, you gotta realize that when you come for him, he's the one who's on the spot to bless you. Amen. Not the disciples, but Jesus is the one who's on the spot and to bless you. Because you're coming for him. You dropped everything and coming for him. If you had somebody down there in Texas, yeah, your sister, yeah, she said, I'm on my way, girl. I'm on my way. I'm dropping everything. I'm coming. I'm bringing all my family coming. We're coming up there. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. Well, you wouldn't forget it. And everybody asked you, well, can you come over here and be with us? No, I can't do it because my sister's coming that night. Yeah, my sister's coming that day, and I'm sorry. They say, well, somebody else said, well, will you do this? Will you do that? No, I can't do it. That's the day my sister's coming. Well, why can't you love the Lord that much? Why can't you make him that special? Why can't you do it? He's coming, amen. On the 17th, I'm making that sacrifice for him. I don't care what people. Now, I'm saying this because I know the devil. I know he's going to put all kinds of distractions in your way because he hates God with a passion, and he'll try to keep you from doing anything to sacrifice for God. But you gotta be willing to make the sacrifice. I want some prayer warriors on this line to start praying now because the devil is going to try, he's trying to control the wind and all that kind of stuff and the elements. I want you to start praying now that God will give us good weather before it and good weather afterwards. Amen. Because the enemy will try to send thunderstorms to scare folks and try to, make sure he does this or that. Try to distract things because he doesn't want the full potential of what people can do for the Lord to be visible. So start praying now. God bless us to have good weather, even leading up to it, and good weather following the date, the 17th of September. May the Lord bless you and keep you. All right, let me get one more praise report, and then we're going to go to prayer report.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. I just want to give a shout-out to the Lord. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning, for all his miracles and blessings in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. For the convention, I don't know if we will be able to tell it all. And I'm thanking God for the convention, how everyone came together and the Lord worked things out where everyone enjoyed themselves. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the place. I want to thank God for Sister Tanya and how she was just so helpful, giving people rides back and forth to Sister Gina. Amen. God bless everyone. Even our chief ambassador was driving people back and forth at the convention. I want to thank God for Sister Evangelist and Deacon Darden. Amen. Lovely, two lovely people. I can't say enough about those people. They came in and they were like your right arm, just already attached. They started working, started building, started a relationship with you. You didn't have to ask them who they were. They just came in and started working. Ambassador Hagen, praise God, Bishop Hagen. They were just there on every beck and call. God bless everyone that came out to the service. We had a wonderful time with the people of God that's on the block, on the prayer line, on First Fruit. Everyone was so beautiful. I had mentioned some of the others another day, and I'll get around to others later. And I am thanking God, even for little Jason, that came. Amen. And Malia, they got up there on youth night and